From its youth council to serving the growing needs of seniors in Washtenaw County, the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation is a philanthropic organization with a broad community focus, intending to connect and engage with area residents. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now is the president and CEO, Neil Hondra. And because that's what we're all about here on 89.1 WEMU, I thought it's only fitting to have you in, and we can discuss our mutual goals, benefiting listeners and the community. So welcome.
Thanks, Lisa.
How long, Neil, have you been with the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation?
You know, I find it hard to believe when I answer this question, but it's been 8 years with the Community Foundation, and I've been the CEO for 3 years.
And you're a lifelong resident of this area.
Born and raised. My folks still live in Ann Arbor, and now I'm raising 3 kids in the same community, which I love.
What is the foundation's mission?
Sure. It's a very straightforward mission, and there's a lot of ways of pursuing it. Our mission is to enrich the quality of life in Washtenaw County. And we do serve the whole county, even though we're based in the city of Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. What's really cool about our organization is we're 55 years old. We've been at it for a long time. There's a lot of community foundations around this country and a lot in Michigan. And what sets us apart is we're all about permanent funds that pay out forever to great nonprofits doing good work. So over those 55 years, we've grown tremendously. And the more we grow, the more we're able to give back to the community, and in a way that keeps on giving year after year after year.
Can you give us some examples of who the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation is serving and helping?
Sure. We focus on every area of philanthropic interest, from human services. We're huge in education because we do issue hundreds of scholarships every year to high schoolers aspiring to a college degree. We're active in the environment. Arts and culture is a focus area of ours, civic engagement. One neat thing about our platform is that we're not a single cause or a single focus area. We work with community members to find ways to advance all aspects of what makes a community great.
So your goals are pretty much our exact same goals here on 89.1 WEMU, serving and connecting with the community.
Yes, and one place we're evolving is we're trying to do a better job of passing on what we're learning to the broader community. So in some sense, I see you guys as partners.
Has your mission changed over these 55 years?
So, you know, actually it hasn't. Our geography has changed. 55 years ago, we were focusing on Ann Arbor, mm-hmm. and it slowly expanded to encompass Ypsilanti, and then it finally became all of Washtenaw County. But that idea of enriching the quality of life, even though the way it's been phrased over the decades has changed, has effectively been the same. And here's what's important about that. We are a long view organization. We don't change our minds. We don't change course every year. What we focus on is we talk about this community in terms of 5, 10, 20-year chunks. And it's great that there's an institution like ours thinking about the long view because so many organizations don't have that luxury.
Where do you get the input to make those judgments or think that far in advance?
So that's a great question, and that's really evolved. And in fact, that's one thing we're going to be talking about at our annual community meeting. So the answer used to be we talk to nonprofits, and that's great. We talk to donors, and we occasionally talk to community members. The question we started posing 3 years ago is, if our mission is to enrich the quality of life, shouldn't we talk to residents who we're trying to benefit through our work? So we started an initiative we're calling Community Voice, where we've very systematically focused on different issue areas for the last 3 years. And in addition to talking to nonprofits and in addition to talking to community leaders, we've gone forth with community partners and just talked to folks who live places throughout Washtenaw County about their health challenges and aspirations, what arts and culture means to them, what vulnerable seniors face on a day-in, day-out basis in terms of what makes their life great and where it could be better. We take all that and we're going to do two things. One is, well, where does philanthropy have an answer? And there's not always an answer for philanthropy in these conversations. The second thing is teaching other people what we're learning so that they're more aware of what's going on in our community, because I think we all live in our own bubbles, myself included.
You have a big community conversation coming up, an annual meeting on May 7th at 5:30. Everyone's invited?
Everyone's invited. In fact, we used to call it the annual meeting, but we very deliberately added the word community because It is our organizations by the community for the community. We have got thousands of supporters over decades. We want the meeting to be just as open and informative as our organization has been in general through our grant making. So actually, for the last 3 years, we've had 3 consecutive record audiences. We're really pushing for more people to come because it's a chance to meet like-minded people. The night is designed actually with a lot of networking and seeing old friends, meeting new folks who all care deeply about doing what's best for residents of Washtenaw County. Then we combine that with some staged discussion about what's going on in the community, great trends in our prosperous areas of Washtenaw County, and also troubling trends that we can band together to address.
What's on the agenda?
We try to keep things interesting, so there's a lot of heads speaking. I'm just one of four or five voices from the stage. We've got some trustees and other staff members talking as well. We're making a special announcement that nonprofits and donors should be really interested in, and that is intentionally a vague teaser.
Oh, okay.
That's on the agenda, and that's all I can say.
Say that again. Program alert.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming up when the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation meets, and we're talking to President and CEO Neil Hajra. They have this big meeting May 7th, 5:30 p.m., and you're saying something big's going to be announced?
There's going to be a big reveal that most nonprofits are going to be very interested in, and many, many donors as well. We're going to tie that to some of the great things that are going on in our community. We're also going to present a lot of what we learned over the last 3 years through that community voice, those community voice conversations we've had. This will be the first time we're really bringing it all together to share with a large audience what's going on in the community and what we're hoping to do about it. And we're going to talk a little bit about our own strategies as the foundation for where we think we can make the most difference with our charitable assets. There's a place we've been really doing a deep dive in, and that's looking at trends with vulnerable seniors in Washtenaw County.
Right.
Between 2010 and 2040, our senior population will have doubled in Washtenaw County. And here's the astounding part that no one really realizes. Our 75-plus population during that time will triple. And we are not prepared as a community, as a set of institutions, as individuals, as caregivers for family members. We're not ready for this demographic shift. While we actually really take pride in being a community that's senior friendly and seniors have so much to offer in volunteering and contributing to the economy, we're going to use some of our stage time to talk about both the opportunities and the challenges we're going to face over the next couple of decades. And it's a place where we're making tremendous investments.
I think you've hit on a hot topic. That is something that's happening around the country.
Yeah, you know, how we see it is we're definitely an aging country, but it's even more pronounced in Michigan, and it's very pronounced in Washtenaw County. Wouldn't it be great if we start identifying solutions now and getting ahead of the problem? And one thing I'll mention, Lisa, is we launched what I like to say is the largest prize competition of its kind in the Western Hemisphere. We call it Vital Seniors. It launched this year, and the goal was to give out $2.5 million in philanthropic prizes to nonprofits doing innovative work around caring for seniors and also caring for the caregivers who day in, day out take care of our vulnerable senior population. We started off with over 40 submissions of great innovative ideas. We've narrowed it down, and then in a few months, we're going to announce 10 finalists who will then spend several months honing their work. And then this fall, we're going to announce the grand prize winners, and we have several prizes to give out, and we'll update the community on that
process as well. Please let us know. That's right here in Washtenaw County?
Yeah, it is here, and it's strictly limited to Washtenaw County. There is nothing comes close to the magnitude of this competition anywhere else in the country, and we're really excited because if we just straight lined what's going on right now to 2040, we would not be serving seniors well.
Planning ahead and connecting with the community, the annual community meeting is happening May 7th at 5:30 p.m. Where can they find out more information?
Go to our website, aaacf.org. And we love that we do it at Washtenaw Community College at the Morris Lawrence Building because it's just such a great venue, not just for the presentation, but it's a great networking venue as well.
Neil Hajra, Ann Arbor Community Foundation, CEO and President. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Thanks, Lisa.